Joined now here courtside at the Summit Arena in Hot Springs by Ty Story of the Charleston Tigers. Ty, Razorback football commit, but also going to play a little basketball this weekend.
Yes, sir. I'm very excited about it. Tomorrow we get a tip-off, I think, 12:45, so it's going to be fun.
Talk about the team in Little Rock Episcopal that you're going to face tomorrow.
They're a great squad. We're going to have to come out and play our best. They're a smaller group, but they're very quick, and we just got to guard off the ball and do our thing.
Coach said you're a pretty good rebounder.
I do a lot of the dirty work. I'm not as much a scorer, not real flashy, but I just kind of do the dirty work, and I'm more of a role player, but I accept that role, and I think that's what makes us so good.
And let's switch. Go ahead, Matt.
I was going to ask Ty, what all other sports do you play besides football and basketball?
Baseball.
Baseball.
I'm also a baseball player.
And what would you say? We've had a couple coaches on, and it seems like the last 10 years, and maybe even before that, but – it seems like coaches try to get kids when they get 14, 15 years old to play one sport, and I think being able to compete and play multiple sports helps you in all the sports until you have to decide, you know, when you go up to Arkansas. What would you say to the younger kids that they want to play multiple sports instead of just playing one sport?
I mean, a lot of the advice I've gotten from a lot of great coaches all around the SEC and whoever's been recruiting me, I've asked that question. They just want me to have fun. They want me to do what I want to do and have fun because you can only live high school one time. And playing all those different sports, I think it teaches you how to compete. And, I mean, it carries over to the football field.
You've been committed to Arkansas for quite some time now. Back when Brett Bielema came in, Jim Chaney came in as offensive coordinator, they sat down. They didn't really offer right away, but then when they finally did and you took your time with it, now you've committed to them. But talk about the whole process of Nick Saban, Alabama, all these other schools coming in trying to get you to select their school.
I mean, it was a crazy ride there for about a month. I think Alabama offered first, then Auburn offered, then Arkansas offered. And all along, Arkansas was there. They just were kind of hesitant about it. And, I mean, I don't blame that at all for them for that. But, it was just a crazy month right there. But I kind of wanted to slow down and just get back to work. And so I went ahead and committed. That's where I want to be. And I think me committing early helps the recruiting for 2015, and a lot of other guys have jumped on board since then.
And talk about that 2015 class. You've got Will Gregg in the state of Arkansas down at Pine Bluff, a tight end. You've got K.J. Hill, a wide receiver that played last night for a state championship here with North Little Rock. They won it. Definitely talented wide receiver there. Talk about how you're going to try and help recruit those other guys in the state to go to Fayetteville.
Oh, we have a great in-state class for the class of 2015, and a lot of guys outside of the state that have showed a lot of interest. And so far, I mean, we're building on a great class, and we're hoping to keep that momentum going and getting guys like KJ and Will. I know I've texted them a lot and trying to hang out with them a lot to just become better friends, and hopefully they'll commit to the Razorbacks.
Talk a little bit about your summer. I know when I was going through this process, there'd be a couple of buddies and our dads, we would go to Kentucky's football camp, Ole Miss football camps. I believe you went to the Rivals football camp. Talk a little bit about that.
I did. I try to get out as much as possible. I know people kind of down me a lot because I'm coming from the 3A, a smaller division, and I want to get out there and prove that I can play with anybody. And going out and with all these great coaches, getting some great coaching, and playing against some of the best athletes in Texas and all around the South, I mean, it doesn't get much bigger than that. So I definitely want to get out and showcase my skills.
How neat would it be, I mean, winning a state championship in football, trying to win one in basketball? That'd be pretty neat, wouldn't it?
Definitely. That's our definite goal right now, and hopefully we can pull it out tomorrow.
How good is the baseball team?
We'll be pretty good. I think we'll have a shot to win that, and I mean, that's a goal every year. I don't play anything just to play it. I want to win it. So that's what we're going to try to do.
What sold you on the University of Arkansas?
The coaching staff, I think. Definitely Coach Chaney. He's a great guy off the field, and he's also a great coach. He's helped me out so much. I've taken so many great strides since he's gotten here. He's helped me with my throwing motion a lot. And he sat me down and talked a little defense and some of their offense. So I really appreciate that, and that's why I committed to the Razorbacks.
Talk about Rafe Peavy, the quarterback they coming in now, and the fact that you'd be going up there, and there could be quite a stable of quarterbacks up there. Are you prepared to, when you get there, to challenge and compete for that job?
I think so. I think that's what I'm working for right now. I'm working for right when I get up there to push somebody for the job if I don't get it. And that's what I want to do. So I'm ready to go, and I'm ready to get up there and play.
Matt, Joe, y'all have anything else for Ty?
I'm just excited to hear you, and good luck to you, definitely.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say. Good luck with everything, and congratulations on what you've accomplished so far.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys.